became a Marine for the hardship. I told myself I can pass any test a man can pass. All I ever wanted was a single thing worth fighting for.
Jake Sully is a wounded warrior, a U.S. Marine paralyzed from a battlefield injury. The chance to walk again is what initially draws him to a distant, dangerous moon.
You are not in Kansas anymore. You are on Pandora. Out there beyond that fence, every living thing that crawls, flies, or squats in the mud wants to kill you and eat your eyes for jujubes.
It seems Pandora is the only place in the galaxy with deposits of a valuable new energy source worth untold millions back on Earth. But to get it, they have to go through, or get rid of, the Pandora natives, a tall, blue-skinned tribe called Na'vi. That's where Jake and his colleagues come in.
Me and Norma here to drive these remotely controlled bodies called avatars. And they're grown from human DNA mixed with the DNA of the natives.
With his mind electronically linked to his avatar body, Jake not only can walk again and survive in the toxic atmosphere of Pandora, he can also make direct contact with the Na'vi. That doesn't exactly go well at first.
You should not be here. Go back.
But as the exotically beautiful Neytiri teaches Jake about the Na'vi and their connection to their world, he becomes convinced that the exploitation by his fellow humans must be stopped.
Na'vi.
Do me all stronger.
Neytiri calls me Scoun. It means moron.
New Zealander Sam Worthington plays Jake, and New Jersey native Zoe Saldana is Neytiri. Canadian-born Cameron spent years developing a performance capture technology for their avatar characters. The actors wear high-tech outfits dotted with sensors that record their every movement, including the subtlest facial expressions.
The whole thing that we were trying to develop was about keeping alive and without any dilution the actor's work.
Cameron explains that those captured performances are the key to making the CG, or computer-generated digital characters that audiences see, come alive.
I don't want to be an animator. I don't want to try to figure out how to make the characters behave later through animation. That's not what I do. I work with actors. So, you know, my proposal to the actors was, okay, we're going to be in a room, we're going to do this strange thing in this gray room, but every molecule of what you create will be what your character does. I want that to be the performance that is seen 2 years later in the finished film.
Do not look in her eyes. The ground will fly with only one hunter in the whole life. To become Aronyu. Hunter, you must choose your own Ikran, and he must choose you.
When?
When you are ready.
Cameron also pioneered a realistic 3D technology that requires the audience to wear special glasses, but Sam Worthington says it puts them with him in the action.
You're more endeared to these characters by feeling like you're in the fight or the battle or the tragedy with them. And then by doing that, the veneer of remembering it's a CG character starts to dissolve, and you see the spirit. Now, we're never going to lose our jobs because the CG character can only work if it's embodied by us. And I can tell you that that is 100% Zoe and 100% my performance. You know, it's not a cartoon. We're not standing at a lectern voicing it. We had to do it. So every jump and smash and roll and smirk and glimmer and kiss, we did. That's the trick and the magic of this movie, that Jim and Weta Digital had to push themselves to try and get it to the point where we forget we're watching big and blue people and we start just rooting for the person inside them.
Writer-director Cameron also acknowledges that what the humans try to do on the fictional Pandora is a clear metaphor for what he believes are the dangers of exploitation on our own planet. And he believes that is a warning science fiction can effectively deliver.
Science fiction can operate at many different levels. It can operate as a cinema just purely of the visual, a cinema purely of imagination. But historically, the kind of science fiction that I grew up on had a message. Usually it was a dystopian message. Usually it was in the form of some kind of warning. And I think that science fiction became more escapist fantasy and less a warning and less a kind of intellectual medium. I think that Avatar was an attempt to merge it back, merge science fiction back to its roots of having a warning.
They've sent us a message that they can take whatever they want. Or we will send them a message. That this is all that!
Avatar also features sci-fi veteran Sigourney Weaver as the scientist who creates the program to learn about and understand the Na'vi. Giovanni Ribisi plays the corporate manager of the Pandora mining project, with Stephen Lang as the paramilitary commander of the human forces, and Native American Indian actor Wes Studi is the Na'vi chief. The soundtrack music is composed by James Horner, whose previous collaborations with James Cameron include the multiple Oscar-winning Titanic. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.